Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it is literally a new year, which means it's time to take stock and, most important, look forward. Way forward are the Tony Awards, as in June, but new rules and reminders are being released, mostly for those who actually vote, but still they're interesting. The most pressing decisions are being made, and they're about things like who's up for supporting featured actor and who's up for leading role. For example, Daniel Radcliffe and Lindsay Mendez will be considered eligible in the best performance by actor-actress in a featured role, that means supporting, in a musical category for their performances in Merrily We Roll Along. Now, that very hot and successful Sondheim revival is about three longtime friends looking back on their lives. This Tony decision has obviously concluded that Jonathan Groff's part is the main one, leading as opposed to featured. And that's right, because it really is his story. These often turn out to be controversial categories. By the way, the Tony Awards eligibility cutoff date for the season, 2023-24 season, is April 25th. That means for all Broadway productions, which meet all the other requirements, with nominations announced on April 30th. The broadcast itself will take place at Lincoln Center for the first time, I believe, in June. So now it's all about looking ahead and what looks to be an interesting season. Many are excited about the return of The Wiz, the all-black takeoff of Dorothy and Her Gang. That will be at Broadway's Marquee Theater starting in April. And then there are the shows featuring well-known TV stars, an unusual number, starting with Steve Carell, best known to old and new generations from The Office. He will be hitting Broadway in Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. Not to be outdone, Jeremy Strong of Succession fame will star in Ibsen's Enemy of the People, popular current names in works of classical theatrical ones. Cecily Strong will be in the Manhattan Theater Club's world premiere of Brooklyn Laundry, written and directed by John Patrick Shanley, a very good playwright. Preview performances will begin February 6th, with an official opening date later in the month at City Center. Strong, of course, is best known as a cast member of Saturday Night Live, for which she was nominated for back-to-back Emmys. February will also bring to New York stages two works by Itamar Moses, who previously wrote the book for the band's Visit. Now, February 15th through March 10th, the Public Theater presents great director Lila Neugebauer's staging of The Alley, starring Josh Radnor as a Jewish college professor caught in the crossfire between wokeism and free speech. Radnor is best known as one of the stars of How I Met Your Mother and other TV work. And Christine Lottie of TV and film fame is coming to Off-Broadway's Vineyard Theater in one called Russian Troll Farm. That also opens February. Perhaps most exciting regarding shows coming our way is London's highly acclaimed reimagining of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard, starring Nicole Scherzinger as faded film star Norma Desmond. Scherzinger is a multiple award-winning singer, dancer, and former member of the Pussycat Dolls. Even those who have seen all the versions of Sunset Boulevard, from Billy Wilder's classic movie to the Glenn Close stage production, all say this version from the West End is truly remarkable. And speaking of British stories, Toby Stevens and Saffron Burrows will lead the cast of Corruption, a new play by Oslo playwright J.T. Rogers. I loved Oslo. That play, Corruption, is directed by Bartlett Schur and will begin previews February 15th at Lincoln Center Theaters, Lincoln Center's Mitzi Newhouse Theater. That's the smallest one downstairs, a smaller one. As a journalist, I'm excited about this one. It's based on the book Dial M for Murdoch, News Corporation, and the Corruption of Britain. This one tells the story of the discovery and investigation of the News International phone hacking scandal in the UK. And from February 28th through April 7th, Audible brings a new production to the Minetta Lane Theater called Dead Outlaw. It's a musical with big names attached. Will be directed by David Cromer with a book by the aforementioned Itamar Moses, and songs by David Yazbek and Eric De La Pena. The subject is a mummy, specifically the mummy of a failed Old West gunslinger used as a sideshow attraction. As you know, I often end on a notable celebrity death. This past week, I'd say, was Tom Wilkinson, who may be best known for his films, including Michael Clayton and The Full Monty. But like so many, of course, he began on the stage. He was not drawn to acting until he reached the University of Canterbury in 1967. After college, he attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London, where he discovered that it was possible for, as he said, working-class kids from the provinces to have a future. All the things that weren't cool before became cool. Bohemian in a show, and I thought, that role can be mine. I'm going to be in the arts. And he was. And he will be missed. So that's it for now. Happy and hopeful New Year to all theatergoers.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.